Track 5. ITV's arts editor, Nina Nana, tells us she is definitely a dog person, especially when it comes to Gromit.
You may recall in my recent article for Norfolk Magazine that I proudly said how much I'd been dreading having my root canal operation, but it had in fact not been too bad and I was feeling fine. I'm afraid I spoke too soon, because then, of course, I got an infection. Remember I recently had a tattoo and managed to scream the place down? And I've also given birth. This pain is right up there, I can tell you. I didn't sleep for days. I wept with the pain and I had to go back for emergency treatment. And in the middle of all this, because my life is sometimes bonkers, I had an exclusive interview with Sir Elton John, which I couldn't not do. These things come by very rarely indeed and take months of planning. So there I was, with my swollen cheek, talking to one of the most famous musicians on earth and trying hard to let my hair fall over the side of my face that was affected so that no one could tell. I think I got away with it. It's at moments like these when I really miss my dog. That's the thing about pets, isn't it? They seem to sense when you're under the weather and just sit with you, cuddle with you, and generally make you feel better. At some point during my pain, someone suggested that I get myself a cat. I have never regarded myself as a cat person. My sister has a cat and is endlessly sending me pictures of how clever her cat is, though all I can see is a black cat sprawled out on a bed, which I don't think is all that clever, to be honest. But I have to confess that I'm becoming a convert. My friend in London, Dot, has two Persian cats called Rosie and Gussie. I've known them since they were kittens and I adore them. Sometimes they let me pick them up before they realise what I'm doing and squiggle free. I seem to have this effect on cats. That's why I'm always first and foremost a dog person. Since we lost our beloved greyhound Tommy a few months back, I'm frequently asked if I'm going to get another dog. The truth is, I'll never be able to replace our wonderful Tommy. The other week we took Tommy's ashes to the beach to his favourite spot, and a group of us who loved him released his ashes while we remembered what a fantastic dog he was. I will stick to admiring other people's dogs for the moment, including Gromit, as in Wallace and Gromit. Have you seen the latest Wallace and Gromit film, Vengeance Most Foul? It won a BAFTA and was nominated for an Oscar. It really is an absolutely wonderful film. There's something quite magnificent in the creation of Gromit, isn't there? Worldlessly, he seems to convey every single emotion and can make you laugh and cry. I'm a huge fan of Aardman animation, and I'm lucky to have visited the Aardman factory in Bristol a number of times with work and seen for myself how they make the magic come alive. The dedication required to move their clay figures in tiny increments to record just one frame of film is astonishing. It's one of the proudest moments of my working life that Aardman team made a model of yours truly. There are very few people on earth that they've done this for, but when I went to visit them some years ago, they surprised me with the finished product of little old me in the blue dress that I wore an awful lot in that time. It was the most wonderful surprise and one of my greatest honours. My clay model sits in a glass case at home. I still can't believe it when I look at it. So when I recently had the chance to hold Wallace and Gromit in my hands, and what a privilege that was, I could happily tell them that I am a part of their family, though nowhere near as funny or charming as my daughter points out.